In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the second Sunday of the Coptic month of Misra, we hear an invitation. An invitation given to all those who are counted among the sinners. And actually, if we are careful in examining ourselves, then we are all subject to this invitation. Who can claim that he is a righteous person? If we say that we do not sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, as Saint John said in his epistle. So, as sinners, then we are invited. And this is the good news, that not because we are sinners, we are rejected, we are casted out, we are separated, but actually because we are sinners, then we are invited. Look here in the Gospel of today, what did the Lord invite the sinners for? He invited them to repent. The first calling is for all the sinners to repent. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He came to call the sinners to repentance. Sometimes we assume that the Lord in His kindness, calling upon the sinners to come to Him while they are still keeping the life of sin. He is kind and He is compassionate and He loves sinners. This means that we can live with Him in our sins. No, He came to call us to repentance, to give up the old deeds, to make a change in our life with the help of His grace. I will never be able to taste and know Him unless I will respond to this calling to repent by leading a life of repentance. And we call it a life of repentance because it is a deed that is repeated. Repentance is something we start, but it will never end. We start it today and we keep on repenting day after day till the moment we depart the flesh. If you count yourself among the sinners, then you are invited today. There is an invitation for you and for me to come repenting, confessing our sins, so we can find hope in Him. If you are a sinner, you are also called for healing, to be healed, to find healing. As said in the Gospel of today, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. This is, as we said, the good news that is brought to us every day. If I am sick, and my sickness has been for many, many days or years, and I have been trying, and I couldn't find healing by doing whatever I am trying, then you have a new hope. You are called today to find healing. You come to Him as a physician. You come to Him, the physician of your soul and body and spirit. He is able to diagnose your disease and sickness, to find where exactly He should be making the operation and how He can save your life. He is the best physician if we trust Him. He is calling you and me and everyone today to find healing to Him. He made the relationship between us and Him to be the relationship between sick people and their physician, between the children and their father. Don't ever respond to these thoughts that Satan tried to seed in your mind, that He came in order that He would be find something to judge the people on. He came to save us. Yes, one day He will come to judge the world as a true judge, but meanwhile, now we are in the time of grace, where everyone is invited to find healing from his sickness at His hands. So today the invitation is for the sinners to repent and for them also to find healing at the hand of the true physician. If you are a sinner also, then you are invited to be a guest at His table. How kind and merciful is our Lord. We hear this in the Gospel of today. And there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with Him. And the scribes and the Pharisees complained against His disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" You are invited to be a guest on the table of the Almighty God. Where is the table? It is here. What is the dinner prepared? It is His body and His blood. Why we should come and eat? Because we are sinners and we are seeking after repentance. We're seeking after His mercies. There is no way for any person to find healing and to be saved outside this table, outside the table that He is inviting all of us to partake of the mysteries laid on it. We are invited to partake of the mysteries, not because we are good. Like sometimes people say that, when I will be good, I will come to take communion. When I will change my life, then I will come to take communion. This is a great deception. If you think this way, you will never be able to lead a righteous life away from the mysteries, to be a guest and accept his invitation to be a guest at his table. You are invited today to come and partake of the mysteries. We always say about the church, it's like the ark. It's like the ark of Noah. In order to indicate that no one outside the ark was able to flee and be saved from the flood, it is exactly the same. If you assume you can make it outside the church, then this is a deception from Satan, and unfortunately, some people are still believing this. Some people believe that we can make it outside the church, meaning I don't have to take of the mysteries. It's fine with me to come while Abuna is sprinkling the water at the end of the liturgy. Or maybe I come to some meetings and I go to Bible studies here and there. My brethren, we bleed from sin every day. And the people who bleed, they need advice or they need blood. They need blood transfusion. This is exactly what happened when we partake from the mysteries. Blood transfusion takes place. The blood of the Lord brings us back to life. Look at this, imagine this. Somebody is bleeding in the street, and then a physician stands before him and tell him, you know something, you should not have hurt yourself. You know, next time you have to be very careful. Take care, good luck. Then what's going to happen to this man? Eventually he will die. He heard the good words, but meanwhile, because he did not have this blood, then he will never be able to have life. This is what the Lord said in the Gospel of St. John chapter 6. Unless you eat from the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. You bleed to death from sins. Today, if you are a sinner, this is good news for you and for me. You are invited to come and be a guest on his table and partake of the mysteries. If you are a sinner, also you are not only invited to repent and lead a righteous life, you are not only invited to find healing and be a guest on his table, you are also invited to follow him. Look at the beginning of the gospel of today. We hear this. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi, this man who became St. Matthew later on, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. He invited a sinner on the site of actually his action of sin, at the site where he is collecting the money from the people by false accusation. And he invited him to follow him, not only to follow, but to be a disciple. Not only this, but to write one of the Gospels and preach to the people and teach them about how to lead a righteous life. How wonderful is the grace of God that is given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He invited sinners not only to change, but to move and become preachers. Not only to change from being wolves into being sheep, but to change to become even shepherds. St. Matthew moved immediately from the place of his action of sin into becoming a disciple, a follower, and then a preacher to the people later on. This will never happen except at the hands of the Lord. Nobody can do this to anyone except the Lord himself. Then the good news for all of us today, that we heard it at the gospel of this blessed Sunday. If you are a sinner, then you have an invitation. An invitation extended to you to repent, to find healing, to be a guest on his table, and also to follow him. How then we should be responding to this invitation? Sometimes the people in the sermons on here, that God have done everything for you. That's all. You don't have to do anything. This is a deception, my brethren. There is an invitation, but also there should be a response from your side. There is an open invitation to change you dramatically, to make from you something, a vessel of honor. But you have to respond to the invitation. The sermon should not end here. The gospel did not end by the Lord inviting everyone, and that's it. And whenever we want to come, then we come. If we don't come, that's it. And the Lord will keep on loving us. No, there is an invitation, and then there should be a response. How then we should answer? As St. Matthew did, the first step, leave all, rise up, follow him. This is what we heard it today. So When he heard Levi, Saint Matthew, when he heard the invitation, he left all, rose up, followed him. Left all means he forsook all of the best and rise up in, this is a symbol for prayers. I am standing to do something. Instead of being light in sin, then I stand and lead a different life and I follow him. As Saint Matthew did, as Levi did, we should be doing. It is not that we enjoy the invitation and we keep on meditating. How kind is the Lord? How wonderful his love for us. Then what we are going to do regarding this? Is this the end of the story for you? Then you gain nothing out of the invitation. Leave all, rise up, and follow him. Then the second step, how we should answer the invitation. Host him. After Levi accepted the invitation and followed him, what did he do? Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. He gave him a great feast at his own house. Then we should be inviting him to our houses. You know, if you benefited from the liturgy today or coming to the church or not, put this in your mind. If you feel you want to host the Lord who hosted you today in your house, and then you the whole week your house will be a church, you will be inviting him to spend the days with you until you come back with him to his church, then you benefited something. If you come out from here and put the Lord behind you, you didn't host him back, then you benefited nothing from the liturgy. This is why we should come and we try in order to end up hosting him. He started. That's why Sunday is the first day of the week. He makes the initiative. He hosts us in his house and he is willing to go with whoever of us who is willing to invite him. Don't waste this invitation. Don't let it just go and then you come to the church and then at the door, I see you next week, oh Lord, stay here. I have something to finish on my own outside. If you are really to respond, you have to host him back. You make a great feast in your own house, in your life. He has to be a companion for you. Number three, have everything new. This is the Lord what meant when he said, no one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. Sometimes people at the beginning of their life, they try to make a batch. They get a piece of a new garment and try to stick it to an old one. I want to change, then I want to change partially. I want to keep on doing good things, but meanwhile I am keeping bad relations. I want to come to church on Sunday morning and I'm still going Saturday nights to nightclubs and bars. I want to do this and I don't want to lose to that. This is exactly like putting a new piece of a new garment on an old one. This combination will never work. If you try to make it in a way that you have darkness and light in the same place, let me tell you something, don't waste your time. It never worked before and it will never work with anyone afterward. If you really would like to answer the invitation, then everything should be new. Then the whole garment should change, not only working with batches. I am with him sometimes, and I am with the world sometimes. I am biased to the light sometimes, and then I am biased to darkness sometimes. I am keeping him and Satan in the same place. It will never work. Number four, we answer the invitation by not tasting the old again. This is what the Lord meant when he said, and no one having drunk old wine immediately desires a new, for he says the old is better. All the people who used to live in sin know very well that the old life where they used to go and do whatever was better. We were enjoying, we were having fun. So you want to change, don't taste the old again. At least until you get accustomed and used to the new life, then you will like it and you will reject the old. At the beginning, don't have this double life that I taste still from the old while I am drinking the new. The old will taste better. Why should I come and I force myself to pray and to keep fast and not to do this, not to look at that? I read the Bible. I don't go over the internet and see bad stuff. Why I should be doing all of this? All of this old life will still be likened by the people who change from the dark side to the light. If you want to make the change to enter the invitation, then don't taste the old again. Make everything new. So today, my brethren, the invitation is extended to all of us because we are all sinners. We are all invited to repent and find healing, to be a guest at his table and also to follow him. The way we should be answering is mentioned also in the gospel of today. Leave all, rise up and follow him. Host him in your house, have everything in you, and do not taste the old again. Glory be to God forever and ever.